If you go back far enough in Asheville to remember Biltmore Lanes and the Skateland Rollerdrome, along with local R&B bands such as Bite, Chew, Spit and the Inner Souls, then walking into the front gallery of the Orange Peel will feel like a nostalgia trip. A new permanent exhibition of photos, newspaper clippings, and other artifacts traces the history of the building from its groundbreaking in 1946 until its rebranding in 1974 as the Orange Peel, and of course the exhibition documents the club's rebranding in 2002 into the club people know today.
It's a history piece.
Jeff Santiago is the club's general manager and part of the team that researched the Orange Peel's history and curated this exhibition.
Prior to the Orange Peel in the late 60s was Jade Club. And, you know, they were bringing in artists like the Dixie Cups. And then moving on from there to the Orange Peel, which had the Commodores. Mm-hmm. And then from there, even a short stint, it was a place called the Country Palace. And they had Jerry Lee Lewis played here. That's a really rich history of music already before we ever show up.
The exhibition is anchored in the Orange Peel's founding as a home for black musical artists and their audiences, which is all the more surprising because the owner was Dick Plemons, a white race car driver who owned grocery and television stores in Asheville. Santiago and his team learned about the Orange Peel's history by sifting through boxes and bins inside the club and interviewing musicians who performed here 45 years ago and still live in the area.
Obviously, it was a huge pillar of the black community and the black music community.
Liz Talent is marketing director for the Orange Peel and one of the exhibition's curators.
We didn't have physical space to tell the story of all that we discovered, but this building was a really important place for black teenagers and young people to come hang out on the weekends.
You can view the exhibition during the Orange Peel show evenings and as part of the free public tours offered twice every Wednesday through Friday. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.